It's now time for a feature we call Economic Terms for Special Occasions. We're joined once again by Fool Radio veteran Charlie Whelan, author of Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science. Charlie, what special occasion shall we discuss this week?
Well, I think we're going to talk about being pulled over for speeding.
You know
that sinking feeling. You look in the rearview mirror, they're flashing lights, you're hoping they're going to pass you by. They don't. The cop gets into the lane right behind you. You slow down. He slows down. You speed up. He speeds up. You are about to be pulled over for speeding. And he's going to come to the window, or and you've got that very, very short moment when the officer is deciding whether or not to write the ticket. And this is where I think you need to think and speak very, very specifically.
Yes, this unfortunately has happened to me over a dozen times in my own life. License and registration, please. What economic term do I now trot out?
I think your only hope is CPI.
CPI. Okay, Charlie. What is CPI for those of us who don't know, and why am I using it?
The CPI is the Consumer Price Index, and I think most people are vaguely familiar with that term, but basically this is an average change in the price of a basket of goods. So when we talk about inflation, of course, we know that there are millions of goods out there, and some prices are going up, some prices are going down. What the official measure of inflation, which is the CPI, does is take a sample basket of goods that the average consumer might use, milk and cars and other things like that, and then figure out an average change in those prices, which is going to be reflected in the CPI. So if the CPI goes up 1% a year, it means the average price in that basket of goods has gone up 1%.
Charlie, how will CPI potentially save me a speeding violation?
Well, I don't know what your current strategy is, and I will admit that this is grasping at straws, but CPI, and it's important that you say CPI, not Consumer Price Index, suggests an important law enforcement acronym. So, for example, it sounds a little like FBI, CIA, DEA. You know, they've all got these fancy.
Sure.
And if you say something like, you know, I've got a lot of friends who are very, very interested in the CPI, that's technically accurate. It's got to be almost conspiratorial. You know, well, the CPI, people are really interested in the CPI. And, you know, if nothing else, it's a hope.
There you have it, an economic term for a special occasion this week. CPI just might save you a speeding ticket. If you want to learn more economic terms for special occasions, you can pick up Charlie Whelan's book, Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science. Charlie, thanks once again for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be with you.